This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, live tonight. Some reason this didn't pop open. Why didn't it pop open? Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Am I overmodulating, Jason? I'll take it to mean no. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, for some of you who are readers of quote-unquote conservative commentators, you've probably heard of a cat named Jonah Goldberg. Now, Jonah is a never-Trumper. Okay? Jonah is a Jeb Bush type kind of guy. A Paul Ryan kind of guy. A Mitch McConnell kind of guy. So I'm going to read some stuff from his latest column that appeared in Town Hall. I don't know if it appeared anywhere else. I certainly hope not, because it's a bunch of junk, but, you know. He writes, the Obama Department of Homeland Security concluded that left-wing Antifa forces were engaged in domestic terrorist violence. Why would you be writing about the Obama Department of Homeland Security unless you're referencing something in history? Which he doesn't go back to a date, you know, to go out there and put this out there. But he starts off by using the Obama administration. Who am I to argue with the fine men and women of the former President Obama's DHS? In fact, as someone who's been fighting with Antifa defenders for a good while, I feel a bit like the defense lawyer in Miracle on 34th Street when the U.S. Post Office confirms that his client is actually Santa Claus. Hey, don't take my word for it. Terrorist violence is the term chosen by professionals working for a Democratic White House. With his moral victory secured, let me now break with some of my friends on the right and say that I think it's bad, or at least premature, or at least a premature idea, to go all the way and label Antifa an actual terrorist organization. Before I explain why, we should spend a moment considering how we got here in the first place. Many defenders of the Antifa insist these loosely organized activists are simply anti-fascist, and that fighting fascism is some kind of get-out-of-jail-free card for lawlessness, violence, and intimidation. That's nonsense. The state has a monopoly on all violence, save for self-defense. In a nation of laws, people cannot exempt themselves from the rules because they don't like someone's ideas. Even if fighting fascists was a get-out-of-jail-free card, giving a bunch of adrenalized anarchists unilateral authority to designate fascists strikes me as incandescently stupid. Antifa's understanding of what qualifies as fascist includes conservative campus speakers, defenders of free speech, and even plain old Republicans. And yet, college administrators, local politicians, and police departments, particularly in places like Berkeley, have given Antifa protesters a kind of benefit of the doubt. And so have some of the media who think there's something romantically heroic about a direct stance in the Trump era, like resistance. That isn't to say there have been no arrests, but university officials and local politicians have been intimidated on numerous occasions. In Portland, a parade was canceled because an email threatened violence if Republicans were allowed to march in it. In Berkeley, Mayor Jesse Eroquin urged UC Berkeley to cancel Free Speech Week for fear of violence, giving Antifa a heckler's veto. So much for the home of the free speech movement. Predictably, such responses have only emboldened the goon squads. Still, the local authorities that are contributing to the problem are the best solution for it. In fact, Eroquin has the right idea when he says Antifa should be labeled a gang. Like many gangs, Antifa is less of a sophisticated criminal enterprise and more of an excuse for hooligans to make trouble. Maybe local police departments aren't up to the task of combating them, but we won't know until they stop appeasing them. Meanwhile, officially designating Antifa a terrorist organization would most likely be opening a Pandora's box. And he references a National Review article from Andrew McCarthy. There's a huge difference between countering foreign terrorists who have no constitutional rights and domestic ones. The federal government is constitutionally empowered to fight foreign threats. The states are supposed to fight crime, even domestic terrorist violence. The groundswell behind the label terrorist for Antifa is a call to blur that distinction. Although treating American radicals and vigilantes the way we treat foreign members of the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda might play well in certain corners of the populist right these days, serious conservatives should be very skeptical about granting the federal government new police powers, which could be used to other ends in future administrations. Elevating Antifa to the category of terrorist organizations would fuel the worst trends in our politics. It would entice Trump to indulge his strongman shtick, and it would give Antifa the statue it clearly craves. It would also likely accelerate vigilante violence among the white nationalists. Launching a federal crusade against domestic enemies would only fuel the fallacy that anyone Antifa attacks is a fascist. We should fight crime, whatever guise it takes, on the local level, as the founders intended. Okay, Jonah. Here's what I say to this. He's basically saying we shouldn't do anything because if we do something like this, if we don't move the chains like this, somewhere down the line later somebody will abuse that. So let's not do anything. That's his solution. Terrorism is trying to affect political change through intimidation and violence. What do you think Antifa are? And you know, getting out there and talking about the cops like they can't handle this, the cops answer to politicians, Jonah. Now, I freely admit that Jonah Goldberg, on a great many things, is probably a little more intelligent than I may be. However, this stance of not having a stance is a little tedious, because where do you draw the line? Now, I noticed that he only mentions Obama. He mentions Trump once. He mentions Obama because they're the ones that apparently tried to label them a certain thing at some point. And he's making out like this was it was bad because Obama did it. A broken clock is right twice a day, Jonah. I mean, occasionally somebody might get something right, even though they may be a totalitarian. So getting out there and making that, and calling them hooligans, it's like, these are young misfit boys who are just getting into all kinds of mischief. Oh, my. Maybe you and your buddy, you and Crystal and all of everybody in our National Review Online, maybe you guys should just get back and just think, you know, just drink a bunch of coffee and just think of us simpletons as the simpletons we are. If somebody rides up on a simpleton like me, and they say, I'm going to cause you violence, and then if I cause them more violence than they're capable of causing me, and I defend myself, me, mine, and everybody else that's around me, you would look at that and say, we have truly descended into the level of the savages, haven't we? However, I'll still be standing there. Now, if they direct their ire at you, you're going to be bloodied up at best. You're not going to be able to defend yourself. All of this thinking and all of this deep thinking that you're doing out there trying to reasonably figure out what is the moderate stance? Is it trying to stand in the middle of the street and hope you don't get hit by traffic on either side? Is that what it is? I keep hearing about the middle of the road. Are you trying to stand in the middle of the street? Because traffic is moving both ways, really fast, and you're supposed to stand there and not get hit. Is that what you're telling me you're capable of doing? Is that what a moderate is today? I see all of you guys salivating at the idea that you're going to pass. Right now, the Republicans think they're going to pass amnesty. They think Trump has teed up DACA. He's doing away with it. Obama brought it in. They thought that was overreach. They never did anything really to push it or rescind it or anything. Now he's rescinding it. Now they're thinking the way is clear for them to pass amnesty. Clearly. Without securing the border first. They're not going to secure the border first. That's their goal. That's their aim. Crony capitalism. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why New Mana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. New Mana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your New Mana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Let's go back to Antifa. They have a very violent, censorious method that's out there right now. It becomes more apparent every day. We're starting to see this talking point crop up among conservatives that anti-fascists are the real fascists. That's semantically and historically wrong, and by using it, they're only playing into the left's hand. Calling an anti-fascist a fascist is just a weak bait and switch. So if anti-fascists are the real fascists, what does that make the neo-Nazis? It's like a more advanced version of that tired argument, which has never been effective. Democrats are the real racists. That sort of sounds like the Nazis are really leftists. That they were called National Socialists, after all, because there's no such thing as the radical right, right? Unfortunately, there is. Ideologically, communists have just about nothing in common with fascists. Historically, they got their start in 1932 when they were closely allied with the German Communist Party. It's their tactics, not their ideas, that strike us as being fascist. But still, they aren't fascists. Totalitarians, they may be in their tactics, but they aren't fascists. So how about we state the obvious? The neo-Nazis are fascists, and anti-fascists are communists and anarchists. There you go. Conservatives are reluctant to call Antifa what they really are. Why is there a need to compare the violent leftists to the radical right just to make a point? Communists and anarchists are at least as bad as fascists, and they don't have the same punch. Somebody thinks, for some reason, that fascist registers a stronger emotional response, so we opt for this term. But when we call them fascists, we're making them into bad guys by comparing them with the bad guys on the extreme right. And we're still working from the baseline that the right is inherently worse than the left. Rhetorically speaking, that's not very effective. It's factually wrong, it's feckless, and it only gives ground to the left. Why not take the communists to task? Why not call them what they are and let the American people see the results of their repugnant ideology? At Berkeley, they were heard chanting, "No Trump, no wall, no USA at all." How is that fascism? It certainly isn't nationalism. It's just the opposite. Marxism with a twist of critical theory. Why not let the American people see the results of international Bolshevism for themselves? Let them watch Antifa burn flags, suppress free speech, and incite violence against peaceful demonstrators. Their actions will speak louder than their words about peace and unity. And let the people recognize that anti-fascists are not Americans. They do not practice the American creed. They have no faith in the country or the principles that we were founded on. And they don't seek unity and peace. They want to destroy our national sovereignty at any cost. They're motivated by an ideology that has already cost the world millions of lives. So let the American people recognize that we have dealt with this ideology before. It has a home in Pyongyang, but not in Washington, D.C. Right now, listening to me is a radio station in the Virgin Islands called WVWI. And right now, in the U.S. Virgin Islands, Governor Kenneth Mapp has decided to enable the government to seize personal firearms and ammunition ahead of Hurricane Irma, if it hasn't already hit them at this point. Yesterday, the NRA decided to get in on that fight. Chris Cox said people need the ability to protect themselves during times of natural disaster. This dangerous order violates the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens and puts their lives at risk. Following the destruction of Hurricane Katrina in 2005, New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin put forth a similar order, and authorities began seizing locally owned firearms by private citizens. The NRA also intervened in federal court in that situation and stopped the confiscations, and the court ordered officials to return the seized guns, although some people never got them. Some people never got them back. Congress passed legislation thereafter, backed by the NRA, to ban the confiscation of legal firearms by law-abiding citizens during emergencies. 2006, Bush signed the bill into law. When 9/11 is non-existent and law enforcement personnel are overwhelmed with search and rescue missions and other emergency duties, law-abiding citizens must be able to protect their families and their loved ones. Governor Mapp wants to do this so that the National Guard at the Virgin Islands will have whatever they need. Why don't they already have whatever they need? Why are we waiting to basically terrorize your citizens to get whatever you need? Now, notice the difference between what I had to say about Antifa and what Jonah Goldberg has to say about Antifa. Now, Jonah Goldberg, while he's out there saying that we shouldn't call them terrorists, he doesn't really tell us what we should. He wants to call them hooligans and gangs and, you know, miscreants and ruffians and all these other little things. He doesn't call them what they are. Obama specialized in that. He called ISIS ISIL. He would not say Islamic radicals. He played the little semantic game of getting out there not wanting to label people who and what they are. Therefore, there's nobody ever identified as this, that, or the other. So, you know, on the one hand, we've got writers over here that they find everything going on in the United States today quite distasteful. It's certainly very bad. I mean, this is certainly not Bill Buckley's America now, is it? Of course, National Review is not Bill Buckley's National Review either nowadays. When Bill Kristol used to hang out with him when he was a younger man, I'm sure Buckley would have slapped him around a little bit over some of the stuff that he's been talking about in the Weekly Standard. But I digress. We got to identify what the issues are, and then we got to go out there and work them and eradicate them. Antifa is one. The stuff happening in the Virgin Islands. There is no reason to go out there against law-abiding citizens and confiscate their stuff. Governor Mapp. I hope WVWI is still on the air and I'm saying this live right now. There's no reason to go and do that. They'll keep the order because you guys won't be able to. I can see by how prepared you are right now because you're thinking you've got to go take regular people's stuff and because you don't have it. Huh. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
401-58.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tonight. This is Lock and Load. I have to admit, I get a little incensed when I hear people who have never served in the military come out against people who have served in the military. I heard Representative Luis Gutierrez, who, when it was announced that the DREAM Act was being rescinded, he said that Kelly was a disgrace to his uniform, a general who lost a child in combat. Gutierrez has never worn the uniform. I'd like to see him put into a uniform, be given a rifle, and be sent off to, I don't know, Afghanistan. That'd be good. Give him a little bit of, give him a moment of, I don't know, shall we say, an eye-opening moment. I think the most downtrodden group of people on the planet today, in top 10 at the very least, has got to be American military veterans. I see a bunch of homeless people around where I live, and I wonder how many of these guys are veterans. That concerns me. And it's getting more and more difficult to separate fact from fiction these days. Especially when it comes to the increasingly bizarre world of the anti-gun social justice crusaders. But it is apparently true that a publication recently appeared on the campus of the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, arguing that we must ban veterans from our four-year universities. Among the reasons the author of the essay cites is that veterans usually are associated with extremist right-wing groups such as the Tea Party and the NRA. They also find fault that veterans openly mock the ideas of diversity and safe spaces for vulnerable members of society, frightening fellow students with their overwhelming presence and making insensitive jokes. In other words, they're just sitting there taking up space, talking occasionally. But it denies any intention to deprive veterans of an education, explaining that they should be allowed to attend trade schools or maybe even community colleges. How big of you? They assert, however, that veterans' military service has left them permanently tainted and they are no longer fit for a four-year university. A report by a Colorado Springs news station, KKTV, said the publication, identifying itself as issue number one of the Social Justice Collective Weekly, was posted on a UCCS bulletin board and was also available in the library and other places, hopefully like a toilet, like toilet paper, before students began removing them. A notation on the bottom left of the newsletter states, USCCS University Center approved for posting. They go on to state that KKTV viewers contacted an email address included in the publication and were told by the editors of the publication that those behind it are using fake names to protect themselves. Whether or not these individuals are current or former students of UCCS is unknown. KKTV was not successful in their own attempt to elicit comment from the producers of the publication. The university, for its part, has not denied that the publication was distributed on campus or that its posting on the bulletin board had been approved. A UCCS spokesman told KKTV, however, that the article has nothing to do with the school and does not represent the institution's views. They also claim that anyone is allowed to post items on the board, although why, if that's the case, posting must be approved is not explained. On August 25th, UCCS Chancellor Venkat Reddy, you know, I was born and raised in Columbia, South Carolina. I never met a guy named Venkat, so I don't know where Venkat's from, issued a press release defending veterans as positive and valued members of our academic and campus community with experience and viewpoints that enrich our discussions. He also defended the right of the article's author, identified as Terry Steinowitz, to air anti-veteran views. I reject the notion that we should censor those who would denigrate others. A censorship would have silenced many voices over the decades who needed to be heard. Interesting viewpoint, don't you think? He went on to insist that UCCS's core values include various forms of non-discrimination and that people earn the right to study at UCCS by virtue of hard work and individual effort, and we do not bar the door. Now, see, it's tempting for some to dismiss the publication. Jonah Goldberg would dismiss it as satire, the work of an extremely immature and very underexposed student encountering some more worldly peers for the first time. But it's actually very largely consistent with the climate on many college campuses toward firearms and those who use them. Recently, there was a campus-wide lockdown caused by an art student with a glue gun. There's a lawsuit by college professors claiming the Second Amendment itself requires universities to ban law-abiding students from possessing firearms on campus, and a geography professor who taught class in a plate carrier because he fears students who lawfully conceal handguns on campus. There's also the story of how a University of Kansas professor called for the death of NRA members' children as a token of God's justice. So, it's not surprising that the public opinion polling shows a far greater percentage of Americans who are very highly confident in the military, not so much in universities. And more Americans have a favorable opinion of the NRA than express high confidence in higher education. I might agree with Chancellor Reddy that whatever their motivations, the producers of the anti-veteran publication at the UCCS have a First Amendment right to express their opinions. Ultimately, it doesn't matter whether they are merely jokers or more usually, you know, intellectually shallow, self-contradictory, some sort of elitist and exclusionary types who haunt academia these days. America's veterans will not require a safe space to lick their wounds after reading the document. because they know that protecting freedom is not a job for those who are easily offended, defeated, or deterred, or who require thanks from otherwise helpless people who depend on the security their efforts provide, without even understanding what that means. So, I hate, what was this kid's name? Terry Steinowitz. Terry, hate to put it to you this way, buddy. You're able to write that and not have your head cut off because these guys went and did the job. You may not believe that. And because people before them did it. And they did it when your parents, before they ever had you. And people before that did it. And it's been done over and over again. And it continues to be done today. And yes, military people are very self-assured, and they are larger than life compared to you guys. And they sneer at things like diversity because they've seen what diversity wreaks. They see what it brings out. But, hey. And at the same time, you know what? I and they would all, we would all look at you while we were grinning at you, and we would all insist that you have the right to say what you want to say, and we're going to protect you so that you have that right, and you wouldn't appreciate it at all. Sleep tight, snowflake. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Percentage of women who own guns is growing. American women are more knowledgeable and better equipped to defend themselves than ever before. So, why is it that every time I go to a gun shop, I feel like they're talking down to me? Like, hey, little lady, let me show you what you need. It's like all they want to do is sell me a pink gun. If you're tired of feeling that too, visit Guns for Gals, a specialty firearms boutique designed to empower women with information about firearm safety and to equip them with the means to protect themselves. The owners go out of their way to find products specifically for women, and they actually listen and ask questions to help you find the right products to meet your needs. If they wouldn't own it themselves, they won't sell it. Guns for Gals is located at 2035 Central Circle, Suite 108 in McKinney, Texas. Open Monday 1 to 6 and Tuesday through Thursday 11 to 7. And on weekends, you can find them at a gun show near you. Or shop online at www.gunsforgals.com. Guns for Gals, more than just a gun shop. It's how gun shopping should be.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tonight. This is Lock and Load. The gun grabbers are not somebody to let facts get in their way of having a good argument. That reality that has a pesky way of undermining their so-called facts when everybody looks deeper, they don't give anyone enough information to really understand what they're peddling. Take, for example, this story at Huffington Post. I don't know where we're picking this up from. He asserts that in the wake of these attacks, there are new calls for gun control. Maybe his staff found some obscure story on Fox or Breitbart or Guns.com and came up with this idea. But I work closely with gun violence prevention groups, and what he says is simply not true. Our message is consistent, and I've seen no spike tied to the events in Europe. Morgan Griffith makes a ridiculous false equivalent that terrorists using cars as a weapon are the same as this plague of gun violence. It's the same flawed whataboutism that we see from him and his ilk after time. Sure, a hammer or knife or a toaster, for that matter, can be used to kill someone, but hammers and knives don't kill 90 people a day. As tragic as the terrorist incidents involving cars are, making that comparison is flawed and insulting. He did get one part right. Hammers and knives never kill anybody. They don't kill 90 people per day. And neither do guns. The total number of homicides in 2015, the most recent year that we have numbers for at this point, was 15,696. That's a smidge of over 43 homicides per day. That's all homicides. All homicides. So in other words, even if every single homicide was committed with a gun, the author's numbers are still wildly inaccurate. Yet, anyone with half a functioning brain cell understands that not all homicides are committed with a gun. And not all of those homicides are actually crimes. The FBI statistics deal primarily with charges, not the outcomes. And, some cases... Some cases start out as a charge, and they turn into self-defense. Like on 17 September 2015, Matthew Bowman shot Jimmy Harold Tillery. Tillery was in the driveway of his ex-wife, Cheryl Tillery. Bowman used an AK-47 clone. In the initial articles, the firearm was referred to a 30-caliber carbine rifle. That turned into self-defense. Started out as a crime. So, this makes the count of actual homicides for the year reduced. What the statistic here is doing is taking homicides where a firearm was a weapon used and adding in things like accidents and suicides. And, you know, if one person is killed accidentally with a firearm, that's too many. But people are killed accidentally by cars as well. People apparently die drowning in 5-gallon buckets of sour cream. Or at least the warnings give you that idea. In fact, since the author was speaking in response to a comment about cars, let's play that stupid little game, shall we? Let's look at the total number of people killed in automotive collisions and compare it to the total number of people killed in homicides in total for 2015 and see what happens. Total homicides with weapons, all weapons, hands, feet, mailboxes, guns, knives, 15,696. Total killed in automotive crashes, 35,092. Wow. More than twice as many people were killed in car accidents as were killed in homicides in total, based on the FBI's data on murder charges and weapons used for 2015. Only about 71% of homicides used a firearm, but let's keep playing the stupid game for a moment, shall we? He believes that firearms should be heavily restricted because supposedly 90 people per day die. A statistic that presents a very skewed information slant at best. But thanks. Comparing them to cars is ridiculous. Since the author is adding in suicides and accidents into the firearm statistics, it's only fair that we do the same. The number of people killed in auto crashes per day in the U.S., that's a hair over 96. That's six more people than the author's bogus statistic on guns, and it doesn't account for people killed intentionally with cars each year, nor does it count for people who may use a vehicle to commit suicide in any manner that isn't an auto collision. The actual number for people killed by guns, which is still high, still, but at the same time, this is what I love about the gun grabbers. They don't understand the argument they make. Two-thirds of that 90 are suicides. Two-thirds. So it's about 30. If you take out gang violence, which is half of it, then it's 15. See where this is going? The author at the Huffington Post says comparing guns to firearms is flawed and insulting. I agree with that, but not for the reasons that he might hope. I agree because he's insulting the Second Amendment, which is constitutionally protected, God-given, whether you like it or not. And he should be ashamed of himself for this. And here's the thing. People like me are against violence. Okay? I'm against violence. If you want to come at me with a shovel, I'm against that violence. If you want to come at me with a gun, I'm against that violence. This is not some game where there's good violence versus bad violence. There's no moral high ground to being beaten to death versus being shot. I've actually been in interviews with leftists to where the leftist gets out there and says, you do get a moral high ground if you're just, you know, beaten the head with a brick. And I was stunned by that. He was serious. I was stunned. Can't keep up with that stuff no more. I don't even do it anymore. So that part of it, it was fun while it lasted. But the stunning moments that come across on a regular basis from these guys, some of these people actually believe this stuff. That's the craziest part about it. They believe it because they have heard it for so long. They believe it because they have heard it for so long. They do not. They're not willing to discuss anything because it's a religion. Just like climate change. Everything the left does, basically, is a religion. They will not get out there and take a critical look at anything. It's all a religion. Climate change is happening. That's why Hurricane Irma is so big. That's why Hurricane Harvey was so bad. Did we have hurricanes that hit ground like this last year? This bad? I mean, wasn't it a thing last year? Is it intensifying in just 1 year? Is that even possible? to intensify to the degree to where you're getting out there thinking about calling something a Category 6 storm? It's a religion, just like the anti-gun part of it. The anti-gun part of it is the template they use for everything. If you don't agree with them, then you're to be shouted down, you're to be ridiculed, all this stuff, and then at the end of it, if that doesn't work out, they'll just call you a racist. It's sort of like an Eddie Murphy bit where I think it was Eddie Murphy where he's talking about Mike Tyson, and Mike Tyson would learn a new word every day, and he just use it just because he could. Prerogative. So they just throw it out there. Racist. Oh, well, I would defend myself from that if it actually was germane to the conversation, but you and I were talking about guns, and you know what? Guns are colorblind. Guns have no moral compass. Guns have no intelligence. Guns are inanimate. Sort of like you. Except for the inanimate part. You seem quite animated. So, it's the gift that keeps on giving these gun grabbers. They're constantly out there throwing out a flawed data set. They'll get out there all the time. They'll get out and come up against somebody like Gaius, Lott, Fleck, or Kleck, excuse me, not Fleck. They'll come out against them and say, it's been proven time and time again that their study is flawed. By whom? Who proved that? They won't have that. Kleck will get out there and he'll cite this and that and the other. Lott the same. So they show up, and they show up strapped up to fight, but, you know, if they're screaming at you, you don't have to be accurate. You just have to be loud. All right, hour number 3 is looming on the horizon. When we get back, we're going to lead off with the 10 dumbest gun control laws that need to be repealed right away and continue on with the rant. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.